coming soon to a theater near you.
Dude, why not? You know what Grandpa used to say? Every winner has a ticket.
Yeah. I almost contested that, but yeah, you're right.
He was also a serious guy.
You gotta know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
You gotta know when to walk away. We talked about the gambler in the last fucking episode.
Did we?
That song. Yeah, because it's at the opening of the fucking...
Oh, Army of the Dead.
Team of the Dead.
God.
Whatever the fuck.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
I'm Clayton.
I'm Jordy.
This is the Props Cast.
Welcome home.
Welcome home.
Here we are again with no guest because Justin Trudeau won't allow it, which is fine.
You know what we should, you know what, before we started the show, we should have talked about potential guests coming up.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about it before you leave. Don't leave until we talk about it.
Okay.
Because I have some people who are interested.
Right. So do I.
Great.
Yeah.
Because I'd love to have guests on again. I think it really should.
Yeah. I think we can. I think that we're allowed, right? Aren't we? Three people in the house?
Yeah.
I mean,
why not?
I got Moderna, baby. I got one dose moderns.
How was your experience going in to get the vaccine?
Well, I went on quite a busy day at the Italian Cultural Center.
Yeah.
So there was a gelato stand while you wait.
Really?
Yeah. So I got myself a gelato, which I shouldn't have because I'm becoming a fat fuck. But anyway... So I waited in line and fucking looked at my phone and licked a fucking gelato cone like a fucking 12-year-old.
How long did you have to wait?
It was really busy, like really busy. So I probably waited about 40 minutes.
Wow.
Probably. And then I say, what vaccine is it? Because I was wanting the Pfizer because I just know that they've had successful drugs before. Example, Viagra.
Everyone wants that Pfizer.
But then I learned that Moderna is exactly, they're the fucking same as far as whatever. And Pfizer's even having some weird things with heart things with young men. You heard that?
Well.
Heart swelling. But they don't know. I love when they say that they're like, we don't know if it's caused by the vaccine or if these people just have these things from something else or whatever. Right? Mm-hmm. Like it's just a coincidence that everybody's getting the vaccine. Well, I got cancer from the vaccine. Well, it's like, no, you just had cancer. You know what I mean? Like,
you just happened to get the vaccine.
Like we've been using, I was reading this thing about vaccines, like how, like 200 fucking years, dude.
Yeah.
And people now decide not to trust the science. Anyway, whatever.
Well, that's the thing that anti-vaxxers and conspiracy theorists, they'll take any two dots and connect them, right?
They sure will.
Confirmation bias.
Any two dots.
Look it up.
Well, that's, you know what Bill Burr said the other day? He goes, you know what the difference between the library and the internet is? The library had the fucking decency to separate the fiction from the nonfiction.
I love that.
And I was like, that's the best line I have heard in long.
It's true.
It's so true,
it's
dude.
So true.
Because... I mean, obviously, the internet is too vast of a fucking shit show. Like, where do things begin? Where do things end?
Yeah, but there's also responsibility to each person to, like, check sources when they read something.
But that's the thing, is what does a source mean?
Well, if you're reading it on the Washington Post, as opposed to BuzzFeed, one is more reputable than the other.
Yeah, but guess who owns a Washington Post?
BuzzFeed?
No, Jeff Bezos.
Oh, there you go. But that's the thing. You check.
But still, I believe
what's
that.
What's the source on that?
I believe. Well, that's true. The source on that is BuzzFeed. dude, I don't know. I listen to CBC. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I mean. Is that they're
trusted? I don't know. Christ.
If you interview 18 doctors with PhDs and they all say the same thing, that's a pretty trustworthy source of information.
Like it is.
18 different doctors in different fields all agree on this, as opposed to some guy in Arkansas who's just like typing on Facebook. You're like, well,
is it called Arkansas and not Arkansas?
Yeah.
Or why isn't Kansas called Kansas? That's my question to all Americans. If any of you can fucking call in and tell us, please. Please.
I have more questions for Americans, but we'll save it for
now. No, but here's the thing, too. I believe in scientists because scientists, that's what they do. Like, even ahead of doctors. Like, doctors can be a little like, oh, yeah, you know, they're can be a little like that. Whereas scientists, I'm like, well, they sit there all day and experiment with stuff, right?
Yes.
Study.
And also the main thing about any science field is, like, to be a skeptic. So if you get new information...
To try to prove yourself wrong.
You try and prove it wrong.
Right?
And if you can't, then you're like, oh, then it must be... You know, it's just like stress testing a piece of metal, right? You're like, oh, if it's supposed to be rated for 800 pounds, let's put it under 1,000.
Have you seen that shit online where they put stuff under a hydraulic press?
It's really popular.
Why is that so fucking satisfying to watch? Like, what is it about? And you're like, oh, what's next? A fucking tube of toothpaste? Like, it's just...
You're like, wow.
Can't wait. It squirts out that way. It got
squashed.
That is mundane.
It is fun. There used to be one where people put things in blenders, like high-powered blenders.
And just to see, like nickels and stuff?
Yeah, like, would it blend? They had, like, a golf club, and they were, like, slowly feeding it into the blender. It was just...
That must have just destroyed it, though, didn't it?
No, chopped it all up.
Was it a ninja?
Yeah, it was, like, or whatever the equivalent of it, what, you know, in the time. This is, like...
I have a ninja.
The birth of... YouTube, right?
Yeah. It's like Chocolate Rain and
the
Grape Lady.
That's right. You know, the Grape Lady.
The Grape Lady.
That poor woman.
But man, was it funny at the time.
Well, yeah, I didn't know the true story until like 10 years later.
Yeah, right. I think we've talked about this
before. Yeah.
I was listening to an episode today. I was listening to The Greatest Props of All Time. And fuck, you had this funny line about...
I love that you listen to the backlog episodes.
I do, yeah, at the gym and shit.
Because if you'd asked me, like, when we started doing this, if you'd asked me in 2021 who would listen to, I thought it would be me for sure.
No, it's me. No, but you go, what did I say? Because we were talking about, we somehow got off track, believe it or not.
No way.
And we were talking about, or I was talking about ruining impressions. Because I'm like, a lot of these great props are a part of these ruined impressions, like Turn It Up to 11 and
the
box of chocolates and the watch in the ass and stuff, right? Because people overdo these impressions, right?
The Christopher Walken.
Yeah. So then we somehow got on the topic of Terminator and I'm like, yeah, there's a new one coming out. And you were like, oh, there's a new one coming out. But how is Arnold Schwarzenegger... an older robot? And I'm like, well, they probably, Skynet probably built a robot for every year of his life, right? Just to pick. And then you're like, typical Skynet, covering all the bases or something like that. Fuck, I was laughing. I don't know why, because it was just so fucking funny. I was just laughing at the gym. People are like, what is this guy laughing at? But they couldn't see me because masks are on at the gym. Right. And it's, you know what? Trying to run on a treadmill with a mask on? Yeah.
No way.
I can't do it.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
But there's people doing it. I'm like, after this, you guys are going to be like super athletes.
Jesse and I pushed a chair cart up a hill and I had to take the mask off because I couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
I can't breathe. Well,
you're not inhaling as much oxygen.
No, you're not inhaling hardly any.
Half as much, right?
I'm just inhaling all the little coffee particles that have been stuck in my mask.
It's really it's really a numbers game with the mask, isn't it? As far as the intakes versus the... Oh, brother. Okay, so, seen anything, have you?
Check this out. Seen anything lately? What do you think of that?
I love it.
If anyone
What's that from?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you.
I don't know. Monty Python?
No. Oh, they might have used it. If people know it, send us a DM us on the Propscast Instagram. By the way, we have an Instagram. I never mentioned that we have one.
Yeah, I know. We don't have enough followers.
At the Propscast. Well, I never post on it.
Like, we have a lot of listeners, but we don't have that many followers.
By the way, also, if you're listening to this show from outside of North America.
Which there is a lot.
Send us a message, because I see the hits. They're all over the world. People are listening. And that's so weird. It's not a joke. It might just be like...
Isn't that weird?
Like IP address scams, but whatever.
There's
if
a
you're
lot
listening
of that.
In Norway, let us know.
And you know what I love too is how people around the world are more educated as far as language than we are. Like most people around the world can speak a couple languages, if yeah. not more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I can put on a real good fucking Canadian accent. What a dumbass I am.
I'm like good at conversational pig Latin. Say anything a
dude don't
eight lele
because I can't understand it. Pig Latin does not.
You just okay.
The say
first letter.
But when I was a kid, my buddy's mom and sister used to talk to at like full conversations, and it made me angry. Probably because I was stoned at the time, and it really confused me.
Some people are really fast at it.
That's what they were. They were really fast at it.
Yeah. What a thing to spend time practicing, hey? Well, seen anything lately? Why don't you go first?
Okay. Well, I did a couple rewatches.
Okay.
Last night, one of them was The Town.
Ben Affleck.
Jeremy Renner, Blake Lively.
Oh, I didn't know Blake Lively was
John Hamm, Titus Welliver.
What? I need to rewatch this.
Dude, it's so good. It's just so good. It's such a fucking good movie.
Ben Affleck directed that, right?
Yeah.
Was that his debut?
I don't think it was his debut. I think his debut was Gone Baby Gone.
Oh.
I think it was his second, his sophomore
right,
release.
Right.
But it's so good. The tone, you know what Ben Affleck does well?
Boston.
He does well Boston, but he does tone well. I like his tone.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when he shoots people, I feel like I'm watching actual people, not background people. Do you know what I mean? Mm. There's something, or there's some sort of aspect. A lot of directors are capable of this. A lot aren't. You know what I mean? Catherine Bigelow is another one where I feel like when I'm watching a Catherine Bigelow movie, I'm just watching this take place in life.
Right. It doesn't feel like lines on a page.
No, and some directors intentionally don't do that. Like Wes Anderson, you know what I mean? Like Wes Anderson isn't going for fucking that sort of realism.
It's like a whole hyper realistic.
So I feel like when I feel like with Ben Affleck movies, he's good at that. I don't care what anybody says. The Town, Fargo. Argo.
Argo was great.
It's a great movie, dude. Yeah. I'm telling you, he's a talented guy. I mean, even the script of Good Will Hunting is still one of the best of that decade, I think.
Yeah, it is.
It won best screenplay.
It did.
Remember how happy they were?
They were so happy.
And it was such a great story. You know, that really, that situation shot two men into stardom.
Yeah.
For the rest of their adult lives.
They were both unknowns, weren't they?
Totally. Well, Ben Affleck had done Dazing and Confused, but he talked about that, and where he always got cast in Hollywood as a bully.
Right.
Like, it was like, he was like the go-to bully for the longest time.
I could
time.
See that.
And he was great in Dazing and Confused. O'Banion was his name. Fucking O'Banion.
I fucking forgot about that.
Yeah. He's like hitting the kids with the paddle and shit. But anyways, it's just such a great movie. John Hamm is great. It's just, there's the guy who plays the florist in it. He's an Irish actor. Mm-hmm. He was in The Name of the Father, an old Daniel Day-Lewis movie.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know his name, but he's just great in it. It's just got that real Boston edge. And then they rob the fucking, Fenway. Is it Fenway? Yeah. Fenway Park.
Yeah.
They rob Fenway at the end, and just it's just to me, it was just so entertaining. It's an entertaining movie.
I remember really liking it when I watched it.
Yeah.
But I think when I watched it, I was sort of like, you know, like I didn't really know who John Hamm was or Jeremy Renner. Like,
Jeremy Renner is I there's certain people that get. Oh, and some people are going to be mad at me for saying this. I know they are. But there's certain actors that get into this superhero thing.
Oh.
And then I feel like their talent is just totally wasted.
I was just talking to Leanna about this because we were talking about the whole Marvel universe. And like Loki just came out. And I was like, I used to joke about how I can't keep up. But now I actually cannot keep up because... The fucking Winter Soldier came out, and I thought that was a film. It's a TV show.
Right. We talked about that being a film because of Anthony Mackie, right?
Yeah. Anyway, I was talking to Leanne and I was like, I feel like that the Marvel Universe has sucked up so much talent.
It has. It has.
And Jeremy Renner is one of them. Tom Hiddleston is another.
Yeah. Fucking Elizabeth Olsen.
I was just going to say.
Paul Bettany.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Like,
the list just goes on.
They're all tied up. And I know you don't like her, but Scarlett Johansson, like,
I don't mind her. I think she's a good... Dude, fucking Jojo Rabbit?
Yeah.
I mean, that performance was top shelf.
Unbelievable, right?
And this kind of blew me away. I like the Marvel movies, but I don't want a Marvel movie to take up a year of Mark Ruffalo, Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. You know what I mean? This list of
Tom
fucking A grades.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they don't produce any other movies that are act in any other movies that year because the fucking Avengers is such a huge shoot.
Even the Chris's, Hemsworth and Evans.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see them in other stuff.
Because they're decent.
Yeah.
They're decent.
I like Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
I like Chris Evans too. I've seen him in a few roles. Like, even in Scott Pilgrim, he was
great.
Yeah. I thought not, right?
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, that's, you know, that's Edgar Wright. Just
I know exactly what you mean when you say that.
And it bugs me.
And Jeremy Renner, because I've seen him in other things, and I'm like, I think he's got a lot of range and he hasn't been able to use it.
Have you seen Cherry?
No.
It's a new Tom Holland. It's not new. It's on Prime. It's about, like, it's kind of a typical story, but it's not typical, but it's like Tom Holland plays this young boy that goes to Iraq, and he has PTSD when he comes back, and he starts taking benzos and fucking oxys.
Russo brothers.
Yeah, so I thought it was great. It didn't get very good reviews, but I thought it was great. And I thought Tom Holland, I was like, fuck, this kid's got range. He needs to grow up a little bit. Like, he's kind of like Leo at that age. Like, remember when Leo's in the beach?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you were kind of like, okay, well, when is he going to be older? You know what I mean? Yes. Like,
yeah.
You're kind of like waiting for him to like have a beard or something.
Because he's got the on the inside.
Of
the emotional intelligence to play these parts, but he's just physically not old enough to do those parts.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So
we're so ageist.
Well, I just Tom Holland, but Tom Holland's so great. Like, he's a great actor. Anyway, The Town I thought was fantastic again, second time, and then I rewatched. Actually, you go.
Thanks. Because speaking of The Town, like a heist movie.
Right.
I watched Wrath of Man.
Oh, right.
The new Guy Ritchie.
And you saw it, and it was about to be our topic.
Yeah,
after
I saw it in the newly opened cinema.
The theater. The movie theater.
I went into it not knowing what it was. Like, I hadn't seen a trailer for it. I'd just seen a poster.
Right.
I saw Guy Ritchie's name. I saw Jason Statham's name. And I thought, oh, those two back together again? Because I don't, like, Statham hasn't been in a Guy Ritchie movie since what? Snatch,
yeah.
In 2002 or whatever that came out.
Yeah.
That
was a while ago.
Cabbage is listening and he's going to be upset because he really liked it. Not really a fan because I think I just didn't.
I don't think Cabbage was a fan of it though, was he?
I thought he said it was good.
I thought he said it was mediocre.
Okay. Well, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't what I was expecting because, like, Guy Ritchie movies to me is like Snatch. The Man from U.N.C.L.E., even The Gentleman, which came out last year.
Yeah, and I'm trying to give that a shot. It's
a little slower than...
It's hard to get into.
It's a little slower than his usual thing, but it's got that British humor
right
to it, where this was not... There was no humor in this movie.
Wrath of Man.
Yeah.
I thought from the clips that I saw, it seemed a little over the top with the fucking...
It's
armored car and shit.
Yeah, it's based on a book, which is interesting.
Really? By Tom Clancy?
Like,
who wrote it?
I don't know. It kind of came and went in the credits too quickly to see, but it's broken up into chapters, and I know why Guy Ritchie wanted to do it, because it's got a lot of, like,
is it a true story?
Cuts. If it's a true story, the movie is very embellished, because there's no way that happened in real life.
Because the guy is this fucking sharpshooting...
Yeah, X. I don't want to spoil anything.
Right. I don't think people are going to really see it, though, are they?
I don't know. Maybe.
Like, it's not fucking Last Night in Soho.
But when I left, like, all I could think of was when we talked about Army of the Dead.
Right.
I was like, oh, it's another one of those fucking bro movies where like
the team. There's
like a whole it's just like the whole he starts his job at the armored car guard place. I don't know what you call it, right?
Like
the
a
armory.
Brinks truck.
Yeah, yeah, like a Brinks security truck, and he's like going around meeting everyone, and like everyone's an asshole. You know, and everyone's like, he's like, oh, this guy's, like, I'll make some shit up so I don't spoil anything, but, like, this guy's ace, and he's a real fucking dick, and you're like, hey, what are you fucking looking at? Oh, fuck you. God. And it's like,
that kind
dude,
of writing.
Like, who would work there?
Who talks like that? Who talks? Really?
And, like, and it's like every, like, there's not a single person, like, they're in a locker room, and there's, like, you know, 60 people, and not a single person's like, hey, nice to meet you. Shake your hand. Like, not a single person.
Yeah, like, they all hate him for no reason.
Yeah, and they all hate each other. Like, they're all really... Like,
yeah,
they're all
toxic
like,
work.
And they're all, they all have cash, and they're betting on things and stuff. I'm like, oh, fuck off with that toxic bullshit.
Well,
I
that's toxic
that.
Masculinity.
It is, and that, I hate it. And about. I hate seeing it perpetuated like that. Like,
where it's, like, just over the top.
14-year-old
so
boys
fake.
Are watching that being like, that's what I got to be like at school. Like, fuck off with that shit.
Yeah, true
I hate
story.
It. I hate it. Sorry to go off on an emotional tangent.
No, you're right. That's it is stupid.
But beside that, like, it kind of starts off that way, and then it gets a little more. It kind of goes off on a different tangent. But it looks great, and it's, like, that kind of thing where it's, like, 5 months later, 3 weeks earlier, 3 months later.
Oh,
you know, it's, like... So it kind of is hard to keep up with it, but then it kind of all comes together. And
right.
Anyway, right. It was a trip just to be in the movie theater. You know
I
what I mean?
It was, dude.
The sound of everyone eating popcorn.
Okay, so let's.
It was like a symphony.
Let's just get into it. Let's just get into it. Because I'm just.
You want to just get into the topic?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Okay.
I just.
Because we went out for dinner the other night.
Yeah.
And we started talking about kind of these experiences that we had in the movie theater, like growing up.
Yeah.
Because it is, like, it's special. I didn't realize how much I missed
staple.
It until I went back.
It's one of the 10 things you can do in life. Like, there's really not that many things. I mean, I know people out there that are like, you know, the mountain bikers and the fucking parasailers and the fucking, you know what I mean? Like, squirrel suit people are going to be like, yeah, but...
Oh, lots of squirrel suit people listen to the show, so be careful what you say.
We our new theme music is going to be Sail by AWOL Nation.
Speaking of like original YouTube hits, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
That fucking that. Video.
That was crazy though, that fucking guy doing that.
Yeah.
Like squirrel suiting is fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And I have the utmost respect for it.
I could never do it.
Anyways, enough about
it's insanity.
I couldn't even do anything remotely. I couldn't, dude, come on. Me with heights?
Yeah.
Fuck off. No, but I don't even know what was I even talking about.
I'm sorry.
Fuck.
You were saying it was one of the 10 things you can do.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Because when you think about it, for your average person in life, like you work, you can go to the bar.
Yeah.
You can go out to eat.
Yep.
You can go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
You can go shopping. You can go for a bike ride. You can go for a hike. Or you can go to the movies. I mean, those are your real basic fucking things, right? Like, those are your go-to things.
Yeah.
And the movies, that's why movies are so popular and always have been, is because everybody has that trend, you know, it transcends them, like, the stories, the characters, mm-hmm. the attachments, the memories, the nostalgia. Like, there's so many levels of humanity wrapped up into it.
Yeah.
And it has been like that since the fucking very first one was shown. The moon with the fucking rocket in its
That's
eye.
Right.
Whatever,
Voyage to the moon, yeah.
Where people just, and then sound came out, and then, you know, that then it started being more covered. You know, just the evolution of it in the last 100 years, you mm-hmm. know, and now the CGI and the level of it, like, people will never, and you know, what's funny is my dad told me when I was a little kid, he said, you know, I chose to get into entertainment. Like, and I looked at movies and television as entertainment because I felt like no matter what kind of happened in the world, people would always really want it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like throughout any kind of, you know, recession or whatever.
Yeah.
And even throughout the pandemic too. Like, I know we couldn't go to theaters, but people still want, People needed it at their homes. You know,
Hollywood was never as busy as they were during World War II.
Right.
They were cranking them out because people needed the distraction. Because everyone's still on the home front in North America.
Just worried about their fucking
sons. Worrying about their families and the boys over there on the, it's like.
On the beaches in Normandy.
Like, because I was also saying Casablanca, it's one of the best movies ever made, my opinion.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was just one of 1,000 movies that got cranked. They shot it in like 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, they just fucking cranked it out. And it just.
Well, see, and this
was a gold nugget. It was a diamond in the rough.
This is the history of the theater itself, is because back then it was, we talked about this in that episode I listened to today about Admit One tickets and the bellhops. And, there was that side of it. Then it went into the 70s where it became a little bit more, people were drinking beers in there and stuff like that, right? And then when we were kids, it was 80s, and that's when the story started becoming more fantasy and alien,
totally right.
And dinosaurs.
When you think 80s movies, it's all like sci-fi, fantasy,
yeah,
robots.
I remember hiding. The first movie I ever saw was in the theater was Return of the Jedi.
Oh man, really?
And you hate Star Wars so much. I don't hate it. I don't hate Star Wars. It's just over.
That was the year I was born, 83.
Yeah, and Jedi. I think I saw it. Was it 83 or was it 84?
Well, it might have been 84.
I think it came out in 84.
Right.
Like in theaters.
Right.
Anyways, I believe I was 3 or 4, and I have specific memories of looking through the cracks of 2 seats at Jabba the Hutt because I was so scared of him. Because it was scary, that first part with the fucking, when he goes into the bottom pit and there's that giant monster.
The big monster. I can't remember what that's called. This is why we need cabbage on the show.
I totally. And they talk about it in Family Guy too, where that monster has like a conversation with Peter. It's really funny. but it's like, that shit was scary. And that fucking mouth thing that they were getting pushed into at that one part, whatever that thing's called, that pit that had teeth.
Oh, I thought that's what you were talking about.
No, but there was that other, remember when he's with Jabba the Hutt and there's that other giant monster that he has to close the door of the, he closes the door on its head.
Oh, yeah, he
kills him or whatever.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts. So that was my first movie experience. But then I remember watching Darth Vader and everything. And I loved it. Like, I thought it was so awesome, right?
Yeah.
And then that's how it kind of evolved. And then it went into the 90s, and then it became the 2000s. But that experience of going to the theater has evolved, but it's always been so close to people's hearts.
I think for our generation, definitely. I would wonder what it would, if it even means anything to the younger generation who have access to
all this bullshit, this
movies. Because I remember, my first movie was Land Before Time.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Did that come out in like 85 or some shit?
Oh, I was.
Oh, you're born in 83. Yeah.
It's so one of my earliest memories.
So you would have been like 87 more kind of deal, right?
Because
you
were
born in 83, 4 or 5.
My dad took me and it was just the two of us. And I remember being like, we got there right when the movie was starting. So so you can imagine I've got a little popcorn and I'm like following my dad and he opens the doors and it's just this giant screen with fucking cartoon dinosaurs on it. Like, it was already dark and going, and I was just
wow, yeah.
I didn't really understand, and you go into the room, and there's other people, and it's like, it was magical.
It really was. My parents used to let me and my cousin, because my grandma lived in an apartment building right across the road from a mall.
Yeah.
So there it had a theater in it, as Edmonton, it's got like 60 million fucking movie theaters. It's like the most movie theater populated city in the fucking planet, I swear to God, especially back then. But so my cousin and me went and saw, and I can't remember what the movie was. I honestly cannot. It might have been The Great Outdoors. I don't know what it was. It was something funny. And it was just me and him because he was 14 and I was like 8 or something, I believe.
Yeah.
He was 15 or something. And we ran out of popcorn. And I found, like, because we had like small popcorns. And then I was like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. And then I went to the bathroom and came back. And I just found a bucket of somebody's popcorn. And me and my cousin and I brought it over. And me and my cousin started eating it. And because I didn't even say anything. And then he's like, hey, where did you get this popcorn? And I was like, oh, I just found it on the floor. And he's like, oh, okay. He just kept eating this. And we finished it.
No.
Somebody's popcorn.
Dude, that's gross.
I mean, who? And the time, though. I mean, come on. What are your chances? I guess. What are you going to get?
When fucking kids.
What are you going to get? Smallpox?
That's how COVID started.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, that might have been patient zero.
Did you sneak into movies?
I did in high school.
Yeah.
I did a bunch at this theater called West Hills. I should probably pay some amends to them.
You should probably send them a check.
Like, I snuck into Seven.
Ooh.
I snuck into Natural Born Killers.
Yeah.
My cousin got me in, kind of thing. Didn't sneak in, but I was underage, and I told you the story.
Yeah.
And I snuck into The Fan with Robert De Niro.
Oh, yeah.
And Wesley Snipes.
God, I forgot.
That was a weird
film. I forgot about that movie.
Forgotten film.
Hey, Bobby!
Yeah. So stupid. It was bad. I snuck into a movie called Crash, but not the one that you're thinking, a different, a Cronenberg one.
Not the Cronenberg one?
No, the Cronenberg one. That where people are sexually turned on by car crashes.
See, that's the one I always think of.
You don't think of the other one about racism with Matt Dillon?
I've never seen either of them.
Right.
But I always think about the Cronenberg because someone told me about that movie. I'm like, and I was like, what?
It's so, but okay, the crash with about racism and everything, that one Best Picture.
Yeah.
In 2004.
Yeah, still haven't seen it.
I thought Brokeback Mountain should have won in a fucking landslide, and I still think that it should have because it's a better movie than Crash. Although Crash is good, but I thought Brokeback was a way better movie. Sorry.
But Jordy, the Academy Awards are always right because
they're not.
Shakespeare in Love was a far better picture than Saving Private Ryan.
Did that beat Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah.
Fuck right off, hey? Just get out of get fucked.
Who has ever rewatched Shakespeare in Love with Gwyneth Paltrow?
And fucking Joseph Fiennes, whatever happened to him?
Ugh.
Was he an understudy for Voldemort? A double, maybe. Voldemort?
Voldemort! Fuck.
No, but...
That's so funny.
I don't know. And I haven't been back since, but I mean, even me and you going to see American Animals at the Rio, which I fucking hope comes back because people love the Rio. But is it back in movie form or in sports?
They're playing, they're playing Minari and Nomadland.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. And it's great because I thought Cineplex, I mean, they kind of opened spur of the moment.
Right.
They gave us a week's heads up. And I thought Cineplex would come in with like some heavy hitting content.
Right.
Not really. But no, Rio,
I think they need Rio did.
Rio is smart. They got the Oscar winners from last year or the beginning of this year or whatever.
Well, Cineplex, there's a lot of stuff in the pocket right now, right? A lot of stuff, right?
I went through and I made a whole list of all the movies that have been in the, you know, in the hopper,
waiting to come out. In theaters.
Yeah. October is going to be a big month.
We're in for a real treat and a real pent up need that people have.
Yeah. I was thinking about it too because when you go to buy your tickets in Cineplex, they make you choose your seats and they've got the seats buffered out.
Right.
Right. So there's like a ring of seats around each, there's like pairs of seats that you can pick from.
Yeah.
And when I went there, it was obviously sold out because I turned behind me and it was like the exact seating arrangement is the screen. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, oh, they're at capacity. Like there's empty seats, but they're at capacity.
Right.
And I was thinking, you know, I think they might actually make more money by having a limited capacity because people will be going at all the, like any time of the day.
Right. Yeah.
Because you know when you used to go and there's like two other people in the theater? Yeah. I think it'll just be like because it'll be so hard to get in, people will just be
booked more consistently.
Yeah.
I hope the gyms and the pools stay that way because it's nice for that.
Yeah.
Like it's nice going to the gym and there's a certain amount of people there.
Yeah.
I know it's not going to be like that because gyms just want to make as much money as they can.
Of course.
But anyways, who cares about gyms compared to fucking theaters? And even when it got tacky, you know what I mean? Like even over the years in the last, you know, 15 years, how it got like, you know, air hockey and fucking Time Crisis. Although I love Time Crisis. Who doesn't love Time Crisis?
Time Crisis.
If people don't know what we're talking about, Time Crisis is an arcade game where you fucking shoot at things and you have a foot button that makes you have a foot pedal that makes you duck behind things.
Oh my God.
I must have spent probably $1,000 on
there
that.
There used to be, At the theater that we used to go to in Burnaby, the Dolphin on Hastings.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Not there anymore.
No.
But there was a Dolphin Twin Cinema, so there was two theaters.
Love it.
And in the lobby, there was I can't remember what it's called, but it was an off-road racing arcade game, and it had three steering wheels, and it was just like a top-down 8-bit. And we fucking must have spent thousands of dollars and quarters on that thing. Because three people could play at once.
It was like bump and jump.
Yeah, kind of like, the cars would go around the racetrack and you have.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Right. But you could play three people at once.
But you were kind of looking at it from like a top side angle.
Yes.
And it was hard to like get the steering. Yeah, I remember
it was
that.
Really hard.
I remember that.
But we played it all the time.
Fuck it. The arcade games were kind of half the reason why you went at some point. You always wanted to play them.
They only had room for the one.
And your parents would always be like, oh, yeah, sure, fuck, go play it for a minute.
Oh, man.
I mean, we used to go into, because we lived out of town, so we would always go to the south side of Edmonton more so, and that had a ton of theaters too.
Mm.
And I remember just going to see, like, Look Who's Talking, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and just walking out and just being inspired and just wanting to I wanted to have a dream that night about living in Toontown. Do you know what I mean?
That movie still holds up.
Does it? I haven't seen it.
They'll never make a movie like that again. There's no way. Like
with animation.
The technology exists, but the interest is not there. Do you know what I mean?
Well, and they can just do it in different ways.
Yeah, but it won't be as good.
This new technology, who cares? Although should we talk about it?
Like, do you want to see like Powerpuff Girls and Dexter's Lab? Like that's like an Archer. Like those are the cartoons that would be, and yes. Peter Griffin. Like,
yes, I want to see.
It's not as charming as seeing like Mickey Mouse and Bugs Bunny hanging out together. Like
with Bob Hoskins.
Yeah. And they're like, remember the part where they're falling?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, here's the spare. And it's a tire. And you're like, oh.
So wacky. But dude, I mean, you've been back. I haven't been back yet. Maybe we should have done this episode after I had gone.
Well.
But I know how I'm going to feel. I'll probably cry.
Yeah.
I'll probably shed a little tear.
I didn't cry, but it did feel good to be back.
What movie will I see though? That's the question.
I was going to ask you, I'm like, what's a movie that's going to come out this year that you have to see in the theater?
Last Night in Soho, for sure.
Oh, for sure, right? Totally.
Because
that's October, I think.
I want to see the Sparks Brothers too, because I love Edgar Wright. I feel like when I go see an Edgar Wright film or a Taika Waititi film, I feel like it sort of brings me into a different place
in
my perspective. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same. Like if I see it at home, not the same really.
Well, I definitely noticed when I was watching Wrath of Man in the theater.
Right.
There was a point where I'm like, if I was watching this at home, I would stop it here.
Yeah.
Just because I'm like,
just not watch it.
not because it was bad. It just, I was like, this is going in a direction I didn't think it was going to go. And I don't know if I'm interested in watching the rest of it. But because I'm in the theater and I'm already sitting there.
You got to sit.
I'm like, well, I'll just wait it out. And then you're like, oh, I'm glad I stuck around to see the end of it. That's the thing. I hope people don't not see it because I said it was, I didn't like it. It's not bad. It just wasn't what I thought it was going to be. It's very dark.
To me, it seems a little like, to me, when I want what I want from Guy Ritchie and Jason Statham isn't that. No, actually, I shouldn't say that. I would expect that from Jason Statham, that movie, but not necessarily Guy Ritchie.
Well, that's like, I was expecting him to be playing his character in Snatch, Turkish.
Yeah.
And he's sort of like that.
But the development of the characters in Snatch is so like forthcoming and like it just happens fast.
I want to watch that again, though.
Like those characters are developed within like the first time you see Brad Pitt as a pikey.
Yeah.
He's taking a shit behind a truck. So that gives his character so much development. In one shot.
I almost forgot that Brad Pitt was in that movie.
He's so good in it.
He's so good.
When Brad Pitt plays some sort of wacky person.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
He's good
when
as
he plays
character
normal. He is a character actor.
Yeah.
Okay. And so today there was this thing on one of the cinephile sites on that was talking about how Brokeback Mountain was almost offered to Gus Van Sant first, Brad Pitt, and Leonardo DiCaprio.
And they all said no, or they couldn't do it for whatever reason?
A combination.
Yeah.
I don't think they said no based on content. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it was all scheduling.
Yeah, scheduling.
And it was a low budget movie. And it was a risky movie at the time because I remember in Calgary when they did it, I almost, you know, kind of almost had a chance to do it, the whole thing. But anyways, long story, but I had a trip booked. But anyway.
So you couldn't do it for scheduling also?
Also.
Yeah.
Right?
Just so they offered it to DiCaprio, Gus Van Sant, Brad Pitt,
Jordy Doby, but
none of them could do it.
Four of us, we talked about
it. You were all going to Vegas.
We had a conference call, and I said, guys.
And it wasn't Zoom, because Zoom didn't exist. It was on the phone.
It was one of those fucking stupid
The triangular.
Things. The fucking.
The starfish the spot, thing.
Yeah. That we have in every office set on every fucking TV show we
and
work
no
on.
Who uses those?
It's a good thing just to have, so you can just say, oh, yeah, they're talking on speakerphone. But anyway. No, but it was a risky movie, right? Because they didn't know how it was going to be received at the time. It was not a big budget movie. There wasn't a ton of money.
Yeah.
And it was all period and stuff like this, right? I don't think they could have really... I think Calgary was kind of... I think Calgary played a big part in how well it turned out, too. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I think the same thing for Revenant.
Yeah.
It's a you
for
know
sure.
It's a beautiful landscape.
And it's rugged. It's like Montana is beautiful in certain films, you know, but I feel like it's a bit more difficult to get a crew there.
Yeah.
Like I know the river runs through it was all shot in Montana, but they have to bring everybody, right? Whereas in Calgary you kind of get that experience for quite a bit cheaper, I would imagine.
Yeah.
But no, but anyways, this person on fucking, I made a comment. I said, dumb of me to make a comment on anything because you know, people always
just
have
don't
to
make,
fucking.
Yeah.
So I say, I feel like Brad Pitt and Leo would have been too good looking to make this movie kind of believable to me. Do you know what I mean? Like Brad Pitt in a cowboy hat and the whole bit, like,
yeah,
it's almost too much, right? It's like,
is it weird to say that he'd almost be too handsome?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it would feel
exactly
too Hollywood, right?
Yeah, it's like,
not that Heath Ledger or Jake Gyllenhaal aren't handsome, but they feel more like real
rugged,
people.
Yeah, yeah. Like they're not typically handsome, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the same with Leo. Like, if it was Leo, it would just look like like a Guess Jeans movie. Right? And that's what I say online. And this fucking girl is like, I got attacked like I was some sort of fucking person today. She's like, I don't think that role should be based on looks and all this shit. And I was like, and I just said, yeah, fair enough. I said, I think I really just miss Heath Ledger.
Good comeback.
And, you know, no response, but. I thought they were both so fucking good in that movie. God.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean about Brad Pitt. Like, I don't think he would have been great in that. Like, the way
And nothing about him, not that he would not give a good performance. It just wouldn't fit.
Yeah.
Especially
the way Heath Ledger did that accent that he did, that, like, the way he talked in it. Like, fuck, dude. God, I'm so upset that he died because there would have been so many.
I know.
So many great performances from him.
I know.
Over the last, what has it been, fucking 15 years now?
Yeah, yeah. Jesus, really? Has it been that long?
Yeah. Well, when did The Dark Knight come out?
Yeah.
But anyways, we're all off topic a little bit.
Wait, that's the thing.
What are some other... Brokeback I saw in the theater and it was fucking phenomenal. The Revenant I saw in a massive AVX theater.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Riley, full huge fucking that, you know, the number one cinema at Scotiabank, the first one when you walk in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just huge, right? Mm-hmm. AVX. Nobody else in the theater. It was like one of those days. Just sitting there by ourselves. I was like, holy fuck. Like, I fucking hate that director. I hate him. I don't know him. I don't care. I've heard horror story after horror story. A friend of Riley's is working with him right now. And she said in Mexico. And apparently the abuse is just full force.
I've heard everybody. Nothing. I've heard nothing but horror stories.
He screams at people, says that they're ruining his movie over some stupid little detail that he thought of last minute or whatever. Like, it's, you know, and his movie, and that's what, if he ever yelled at me, I'd be like, why are you so mad, dude? Your movies always end up being so good.
That's probably because he's such a dick.
Like, why are you mad? like your movies are great. Like, you don't have to be like this.
Yeah.
You fucking arrogant prick. Anyway.
Maybe he needs to hear that.
What are you, have you looked up what's coming out though? What is in the
pocket?
Well,
I've got, it's like my list is the usual suspects. It's like Ghostbusters.
Oh yeah. Ghostbusters. Yes.
No Time to Die, which I know you won't see. That's the new
I might movie. Just because it'll Dune. Be in theaters. Oh, fucking Dune, dude. Dune.
October 1st.
Dune. We're going. Let's book tickets now. I'm gonna go. Tim Chalamet, my favorite.
Death of the Nile, that's not going to come out till next year.
Death of the Wild?
Death on the Nile. It's the Agatha Christie. Remember Murder on the Orient Express? Kenneth Branagh again. It's the next chapter.
It's the next story.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, interesting.
But I think
like Kenneth Branagh.
I do too. And I liked Murder on the Orient Express. It got bad reviews. But I thought it was quite good. Yeah, I liked it.
I watched it, but I can't remember it, if that makes any sense.
It does, yeah, that makes sense. There's a lot of movies.
Are you going to see Jungle Cruise with The Rock?
You know what's funny? The last time we were in Disneyland, it was because my sister lives in LA, as people might know. I went down there and we went with my parents and we went to Disneyland, the four of us.
Yeah.
And I was like, we have to go on Jungle Cruise before that movie comes out because they're going to change the ride.
Right.
They're going to put an animatronic
rock in there.
And Emily Blunt in there somewhere. Like, and it'll be totally different. It'll be totally different. Because they did that on Pirates of the Caribbean.
They put Johnny Depp in there?
Put Johnny Depp in there.
Did they?
But really? I think they took him out.
Really?
Yeah.
Or was it just Johnny Depp in there?
He was. Have you heard this myth?
Well, he's dedicated to doing it.
They put an animatronic Jack Sparrow on the ride.
Right.
And he pops out of a barrel and you're like, oh, it's Jack Sparrow. But he apparently, and I don't have a source for this other than the internets.
Well, what about Amanda?
But he would go to Disneyland, get into costume and go and like just hang out in the ride.
Right.
Amongst the animatronic pirates.
Fuck, dude.
To see if anyone would figure out that it was really him.
I mean, what an urban legend. If it's true, hilarious.
If it's true, totally hilarious. Like, I'm all for that. Why not? Like, why not?
Because he does that for sick kids. He'll dress up and go to the hospital.
That's why I feel like it's plausible. He seems like a kind of guy that would do that for kicks.
Yeah. The thing about the sick kids thing, though, obviously it's an amazing experience. I'm so happy that he does it. To me, like, versus, like, when you meet, like, an NFL star and you're a sick kid in the hospital... The NFL star comes in and he goes, hey, man, how you doing? Like, I brought some shoes for you and I brought you a football signed. And how are you? It's like a normal conversation.
Yeah.
But when Johnny Depp does it as Jack Sparrow, he does it as Jack Sparrow.
So it's like just a total cacophony of.
Hello. I can't do a good Jack Sparrow, but it's that.
You can't?
Yeah, no, not really. But it's that in a children's hospital scenario, so it's a little awkward, not gonna lie.
Yeah,
I mean, I know the kids probably love it and they don't think
totally love it,
but to watch it, you're like, oh, yeah,
Emily and I went to the Vancouver Fan Expo, which is the Vancouver Comic Con,
right?
And there was this guy who was in a very good Jack Sparrow costume and makeup thing, and I was like, hey, look at that guy, looks really good. And then he kind of like got closer to us and I realized that he was definitely a theater actor who was improvising as Jack Sparrow, and I was like, we gotta get the fuck away from this guy ASAP, because he was walking around talking to people.
Oh no.
I'm like, oh no,
holding people hostage.
He thinks this is Disneyland and he's gotta like be one of the characters. I was like, oh god, we gotta get away. He's like, oh, hello, love. Oh, good. Oh, this is a really Tortuga or whatever the fuck. I'm like, oh my god.
why are you doing this, guy?
What's Orlando Bloom's name in that show?
Oh, I don't know.
Will something or other?
Will Sasso.
You know Victoria. Victoria, the set decorator. God, I can't remember her last name. And
Pearson.
I feel bad. Victoria Pearson. Great, great Vancouver set decorator.
We should have her on the show.
We actually should because she's one of the best in the biz. Her crew, I love everything about them.
She's very good.
Yeah. She does this whole pirate cosplay thing.
Do you follow her on Instagram?
Yes, I do.
She is a like set deck isn't just her job.
Her thing.
It's her thing.
Where does she have the time to do all this stuff?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Like I'm like I go to the park sometimes and throw frisbees around. That's what I do on the weekends.
She's always got a project on the go.
And just making those the little ocean things and all that
it's
stuff.
It's incredible.
Very talented.
Okay, we should have her on the show.
She'll come for sure.
I think she's in the neighborhood. I've seen her a couple times kind of over that yonder.
And you know what I'm going to say? Out of all the people I've ever met in my life, I think she has the best hair.
I knew you were going to say that.
But have you ever met anybody with better hair than that?
No, it's quite extraordinary.
Like, it's extraordinary hair.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Like, when you see it, you're like, that is quite the hair. Like, I don't know why. Like, I don't know. It's curly and long and, thick. Like, you could make a ship sailing rope out of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's maybe that's why. Maybe that's the connection there.
Oh.
She has thick hair.
She has thick hair.
Maybe it's because my hair is the exact opposite.
None?
Exactly. It's clear as my.
Oh, is that what it is? So thin and clear that you can't see it.
You can't see it.
Oh, I got you.
It's there.
You just can't see it.
It's kind of like vermicelli noodles. You know what I mean? Glass noodles. Okay, anyways.
Fiber optics.
We're way off topic.
And we're like running out of time. So I just really quickly, what are your top, no, don't put a number on it, but what are your top experiences in the movie theater? Like, so I'll go first and buy you some time. Some of my biggest ones, we talked about this at the Keg, was when I got to go see South Park, the first South Park movie, Bigger, Longer, Uncut.
Yeah.
When I shouldn't have gone to see it. And
right.
We were just, 2 years younger than we should have been, which made it all the better to see. And it was just a fucking madhouse. Like, everyone was just laughing and when I say rolling in the aisles, I mean rolling.
Like people were leaning out
of their seats and jumping around and like no one sat still the whole time. It was awesome.
Yeah. Comedies can be like that.
Oh yeah, totally. Right?
Like, I had that same experience with American Pie.
Oh yeah.
Because that at the time was just fucking
super
nuts.
Yeah.
Like, it was nuts.
Yeah.
Like, people were like, what? Like, a guy having sex with a pie? Like,
and then Eugene Levy comes home.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that was unheard. You know, that was the beginning of like that level of raunch, right?
Probably.
And then the next one I think I saw with that net brought it to the next level of raunch was Old School.
You saw it in the theater?
Yeah. Same thing. People were just fucking dying.
So good when it hits your lips.
and him, the streaking, and Snoop Dogg, and the whole bit.
Yeah.
Right? People were laughing out loud.
One of the top experiences I ever had was when it was like, I guess it was 2006 or 2007, and Grindhouse came out.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was,
you're right. Absolutely. Tarantino and Rodriguez.
Death Proof. And Planet Terror.
Yeah.
Robert Rodriguez and Quentin Tarantino. And they did a double feature, which is actually two kind of short films.
Yeah.
Because they both ended up coming out on DVD as the full-length movie. But when you went to see Grindhouse in the theater, they made it like so that the film was spliced wrong, and it was like a whole chunk of the movie was missing.
Oh, really?
Like on purpose.
Right,
they did it a couple times where they cut out bits that, because they were all just, the whole idea was that it was cheesy, right?
Yeah.
And then in the middle, there were fake trailers. One of them was by Edgar Wright.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it was just the same vibe. Like, everyone was in there and people were like throwing popcorn and cheering and like big reactions on everything because, you know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
Everyone was in on it. You know, like, no one came in thinking it was like a real movie. Yeah. Like, it's all satire, it's all spoof, it's all raunch. I would, if they ever did that at the Rio, put that on as the doubleheader, I would go in a heartbeat.
Because you think people would fucking
go, I think people would nuts. Fucking love it again.
Well, I saw The Room at the Rio.
Oh.
Back in the day.
Was Tommy there?
No. It was after it had come out. Like, it was, you know, mid-2000s. I didn't know what it was. Like, I knew that it had some sort of cult following. Because I got brought along.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? And people were doing the spoons and all that shit, right? And it was pretty nutty. But you know.
That actually just reminded me of at the Rio, seeing Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Right.
Because I'd seen it on at home.
Right.
Which is not their way to watch it for the first time.
No.
You got to go and do. Have you ever done it?
I have not.
Yeah.
But I've heard so much about it, and it was done in my high school play. So it kind of.
You did it in high school?
I didn't do it.
What they did
others
it?
Others did. And there was a guy. I might have told this story before, but I'll tell it again because we always do. There was a guy who played Rocky, okay?
Oh, you did tell this story.
Yeah, and let's just not say that he did not have the same physique as the actor who played Rocky in the movie. He was not muscular.
I've seen it 3 times in the theater, and the first time was the best time.
Right.
Because they had like a good, they have sort of like a theater sports group that kind of knows the things.
Right, the timing and the bits.
Yeah, so they sort of like break the ice and lead. And then like there's one
guy. Which is a great idea.
One guy runs up. You know how the Rio has the stage, right?
Aspect, yeah,
so
yeah,
like
yeah.
one guy runs up and he does like shadow puppets. On, like there's a globe that spins on the desk. And the guy's like batting at it, making it look like he's spinning the globe.
Right.
On the, you know, just shit like that. And then we just see it the next year at Halloween. And it was not good.
It was really?
Not, really forced.
It has some, really forced, I've seen some, you know, scenes in it where it has like bad, like there's booms in the shot and shadows. And
well, there's, yeah. But that's
some mistakes.
But
that
that's
movie.
That's the whole fun of it, right? And there's all I the guess, stuff yeah. that you yell out at yeah. certain
I've never really seen
points.
The whole thing, tip to tail.
No.
But I worked with Tim Curry. And I bet, he is he? Pretty normal dude.
What? Really?
He's not a wacky guy, that's for sure. He's very much like, oh, okay. Like, he's not like a... Oh.
Remember him in Congo?
Yes.
What accent was that?
I don't know. I remember I got a Congo watch from Taco Bell. But one of my biggest memories of the theaters, too, is my grandma used to take us to 2 movies a week in the summers, mm-hmm. right? So, and that was her thing because she thought it was so hot all the time. That she would just say, oh, well, let's go to a nice, cool show, you kids.
Yeah.
Let's go to a nice, cool show.
That's why I saw the Birdcage, because it was air conditioned.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So that became like, that was a comfort for me. And now, like, that's the most relaxed place that I can be. Aww. Like, more so than a
Menchie's.
More so than Menchie's, more so than a floating tank or whatever, isolation tank. More so than a meditation, more so than anyway. The most relaxed that I can be is in a dark theater and a seat. Some of those new seats, though, bug me a little bit. Some of them are great, and then some of them bug me.
The ones at the VIP are like, they can't be beat.
Yeah, and those ones are great. But you know how sometimes they kind of go halfway with it? And you're like, okay, this leans back, but do I have to keep my feet pushed the whole time?
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. The VIP ones are awesome, but sometimes they kind of fucked it up a little bit.
Right.
You know?
Wear and tear, maybe.
No, it's not. Like, because I've done it where it's like a brand new one, and you're like, you don't really know how to like position yourself.
Has this ever happened to you? I just had a memory just popped into my head. You go to see a movie.
Yeah.
In my case, The Rock.
Whoa! Yeah. The
and
Rock.
They go.
Yeah, it was Sean Connery.
And the pimple-faced kid goes, "You're not old enough to see this movie." So you go to see whatever's playing next door in the next theater over. And
right.
it's something, whatever. And the whole time you're watching the boring movie, which I can't remember what it was, you can hear the explosions from the other theater.
Oh, yeah, totally. And you're like, what's going on over there?
You're hearing, you're at your movie and they're like, well, that was a slow flow. And all you can hear is from the other wall, like, boom, deep rumblings. You're like, oh, we're missing all of the explosions.
Fucking, you're in there watching fucking Steel Magnolias.
It was something like that.
God. Although that wasn't a bad movie.
Oh, man.
Shouldn't diss it. No, but
that's an experience.
I'm just saying that I'm what I hope from this pandemic is that, you know, we really think back, because you don't know what you have till it's gone, right? To quote Joni Mitchell, I believe.
Big Yellow Taxi.
Who sings that song? It's Joni Mitchell, isn't
she
it?
She did it. A bunch of people did it.
Yeah, like fucking Dave Matthews and shit.
Yeah.
Doesn't he? I don't know.
I think he does.
Jack Johnson.
Oh, Jack Johnson definitely does it at some point. He probably plays it on his live show.
No shoes.
Yeah.
Fucking eating a banana pancake. At the same time.
Took them out of the trees, put them in a tree museum.
I don't like Jack Johnson.
All the fucking lighters are up. Or in 2021, the phone lights. So
lame. Oh, concerts too. Maybe that'll be our next topic.
Concerts, yeah.
No, but I just want people to have an appreciation. And people will. People will. But I just want it to last. And I want people to see the movies that are coming out, like Dune and like Last Night in Soho, that you know are going to be good. And I just really hope that people have a new respect and a new admiration and a new appreciation and gratitude for the medium of cinema.
Yeah.
In theater form.
And they should bring their own popcorn bags out when they leave.
Yeah, and they and if they spill it on the floor, fucking just let it slide down. There's nothing you can do.
Some kids will probably pick up your old popcorn and eat it.
I don't know what movie that was in. I got to ask my cousin, like, do you remember the actual movie? It might have been like, I don't know what it was. Police Academy, maybe?
Oh, nice one.
Fuck.
Should we play the game?
Or what time are we at?
We're over an hour, but I can do some snippy. All right, so we'll just play it. Here's the blockbuster game.
This gets me right in.
You have to listen to this every time we play the game.
I can listen to this all day, every day. Blockbuster
Video, get a free 2-liter bottle of Diet Coca-Cola.
Diet Coca-Cola.
Not just regular.
Available at all participating Blockbuster Video stores while supplies last.
Blockbuster Video!
Like, what are they going to run out of? Diet Coke?
Never.
Remember that while supplies last? Like, the only thing we really experienced that was fucking hand sanitizer and toilet paper in the last history of this suck.
And they didn't even do a special on that.
They didn't talk about it like that, did they?
Oh, my God. Okay, let's play this game.
Okay, what are we doing first? One words
do,
or act?
Let's just do quote it. Okay, we'll do one it. Quote it each, and then we'll do a head-to-head. So okay, pass me it. A card.
Quote it.
Quote it. Okay, well, I can't do the quote without saying the name of the show.
Think of some another line. Or just don't say the show. Say everything else but it.
Okay, well, I'm going to make up a line because I've actually never seen this.
Yeah, make it up.
So man, I'm flying up here and these things are slithering all over the place.
Snakes on a plane.
Yeah, there.
Fuck, I know. That is a quote. That is a. You mean there's motherfucking snakes on this plane?
Yeah, well, you can't say that.
Shot here, first of all.
Yeah, shot here.
The funniest thing is when I was first moved here and I was working on a pilot, I was working with this girl named Ia who doesn't do props anymore because she moved to Thailand or some shit, and I was going on a Masters of Horror and she was going on to this movie that she said, she's like, yeah, it's a feature and it's called Snakes on a Plane. And I remember just being like,
what,
are you sure that's what it's called? Like, that sounds like the stupidest fucking thing ever. And I thought it might have just been like a working title.
Yeah, or like, yeah, like.
But no, nope. It came out as Snakes there on a Plane. Is. So.
Big anyways. Success.
Okay, what am I doing? Quote it?
Quote it.
Too easy.
No, I did mine.
No, but mine was too easy. So is this one. Too easy. Like
you don't play the game right.
Okay.
I challenge myself. Make
okay,
something
okay,
up.
Okay, 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 okay. Okay. We was stealing fat from the rich women and selling it back to them.
Good quote.
Told you it was easy though. Like, I could quote anything from that movie.
I know, that's off the beaten path though, that one.
Okay, do another quote, because quote is kind of
fun. Me? Okay, you have to throw one to me. Or
okay, there's your card.
Oh, come on.
You gotta quote it.
Ready?
Yep.
My wife.
Borat? Yeah. So easy. Picking the easiest ones today. I can't do this one.
Okay, do it, and then we'll do head to head. Okay, I'll do this one. Because that's more fun.
Okay, I'll do this one. Okay. Oh. Borami. Borami. I don't even know if that's the right saying, but you know what it is, right? Do you not know? No.
It's so familiar, though.
Tell the young pig, they must find the sheep and say, Borami. Sheep should not be abused by dogs.
Babe?
Yes. Remember, that's the code word that they give. I can't remember if that's right, but it's something like that. I think we picked Babe last time.
I'm glad. No, I pull the ones out that we do.
Because if I said that'll do, pig.
Yeah, it's too obvious.
Way too fucking obvious.
I shouldn't have said my wife. Okay, but do a head-to-head, and I'll do the timer.
Okay.
So who's gonna say go it, first, and you and go, then... and you go first.
Movies with a spy. James Bond.
That's not a Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Spy versus Spy.
Bridge of Spies.
Spy Hard.
Mission Impossible 1-7.
You win.
I love that you said Spy Hard.
Is that right? Is that like
that's
a...
That's Leslie Nielsen.
That's a spoof movie,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That works. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Throw
okay.
one my way.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Did you look at it?
I didn't. I mean, I did, but I couldn't read it because you know I can't read anything that's more than glasses. 3 feet in front of me.
Okay, you ready? Oh, movies where the villain dies.
Oh.
Quantum of Solace.
Star Wars.
Don't...
Doesn't he?
Well, fuck.
He dies.
From Russia with Love.
The Incredibles.
He doesn't die.
Xiphoid. What's his name?
He doesn't
Syndrome.
Die, though.
Doesn't he die?
It's Disney Pixar. There's no way he
Syndrome,
die.
Syndrome died, dude.
He can't die.
They fucking cut his head off. Zacked or just a little dude with his little legs. Fucking buzzed that guy's neck right open.
Violet does like a fucking sphere on his head and pops it right off.
You don't remember that part,
no,
dude.
I don't. That's probably in the extended cut.
That
the
was
Zack
a
Snyder
great,
cut.
Yeah, that is a Zack Snyder
cut. Incredibles is my favorite Pixar movie.
It's a great one. Really?
Yeah.
We've said this before. Mine's Coco.
Sorry.
Yeah, fair enough.
Everybody has their own. You know what? We should have a couple guests on and that we should do that. Our favorite Pixars.
Pixars?
Because those movies are relatable.
We should have a guest on who has kids.
And then a guest on who has a kid
no kids.
With them.
We should have your daughter on.
Yeah, but she'll just say she loves
she'll just
all
say
of
Coco.
Them. You know what? My daughter right now is cat. I always want to say Cat of Beans because that's her fucking nickname, but I should call her by her actual name, Catalina. She's really into anime, like full on, dude.
Yeah,
like
Studio Ghibli and
beyond that. Yeah. Studio Ghibli now is the fucking Budweiser, you know, for her, right? Like, she's into this thing called, what's it called? It's been running as long as The Simpsons, and I can't remember what it's called right now. Like no time or it's anyways it's all stuff
know.
We'd never heard of.
I don't know any of it,
and she's just right into it because a lot of it's on Netflix. They have a whole anime fucking section,
yeah.
Right, and she watches it and loves it, and she wants to go to Japan, and I'm like, I'll fucking take you there.
Nice,
no problem.
Let's go to Japan
and go to the movie theater there just to see what it's like.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I saw Air Bud.
I bet it's awesome there.
I bet it's fucking really awesome. I saw Waiting for a Plane in Thailand, in Bangkok. I saw Air Bud in English.
Yeah.
With Thai subtitles.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know.
That's awesome.
And I felt so happy that I could understand.
I watched Watchmen in New Zealand.
With subtitles.
Yeah, with New Zealand's with Kiwi subtitles.
I'm not stuck in here with you guys. You guys are stuck in here with me because I'm Rorschach.
Well, that does it for the show.
And I'm just saying to everybody, enjoy going back to the theater.
Yeah, get out there, get some tickets.
Support it and do it, and don't just lay on the couch because Netflix kind of sucks.
All right, well, thanks to Uncle Dan for our music and Amanda for our graphics. Thank you so much. Clayton.
I'm Jordy.
Thanks to everyone for listening. Bye. Bye.